Lost Soul in Disillusion, a 45 on the quality label, a quality question. Yeah, all right, that closes out our Canadian concussors there on the wig out. Oh yeah, baby. From Vancouver, from the Vancouver area near Surrey, the Northwest Company, 1967, Heart to Cry on the Grenadier label. And we had The Jury, Who Dat, 1966. A Winnipeg Whaler and a Prairie Pounder on the Port label. Oh man, that one gets me every time. All these get me every time. What am I saying? What am I saying? Wig, get it together. All right. Jay Telfer, 1968. Life, Love, and the Pursuit of Happiness on the Sir John A label. He was formerly of the Toronto group A Passing Fancy, written his letter to Paul McCartney and everything. I love the lyrics in that one. The Ugly Ducklings, 1966, from Toronto. She Ain't No Use to Me on the Yorktown label. I was in a group called the King's English, and we used to cover that, and our bass player would purposely play out of tune and then hit the note at the wrong time, which is the right time if you're covering that song properly. Oh, yeah. And then we started off with The Haunted, 125. 1966, a real, true Montreal Mahler there on the Amy label. That is the U.S. issue. With the original lyrics, which are really not all that dirty. A little bit suggestive maybe, but the record executives, strung off to the right, made them re-record that with some cleaned up lyrics for the Canadian issue on Quality Records. All right, Wig folk, you've been tuned to the Wig Out here on WFMU's Rock and Soul Radio Stream. I'm Richard Wig, honored to be here every week, blasting out the blastables. You know the score. All right. We got news, man, starting tomorrow, March 3rd. Monday, March 3rd is the WFMU Marathon. Oh, yeah, fire up your wallets, baby. This is where we come for your support. We are proudly listener-supported, and we're looking forward to your pledges over the next couple of weeks. So be ready for that. We'll be coming in hard, asking for your money, money, money next week here on the Wig Out. But it starts tomorrow. Starts tomorrow on all the streams and on the mothership. We appreciate your support. All right, let's close it out here. We got Harry coming up at the top of the hour with the Fun House. And we're going to take it out with one more here, a local California group, the Scimitars, with a 45 on High Tide Records. Here's Barry Simone. All right, be back next week, Wigsters. Same week time, same week channel.
Music, that's our middle name.
Welcome to the Fun House. I'm your host, Harry Parmenter, and you can expect the unexpected on our descent into the maelstrom as we careen through the darkness of the midnight soul. So buy the ticket and take the ride into the Fun House. The Fun House.
Funhouse, the caboose on the loose of Swingin' Sunday here, following Becky's Bubblegum OD and the Wig Out, featuring the man who says all right, unlike anyone else in the free world, Mr. Richard Wig. We just heard Kashmir live from the Led Zeppelin Celebration Day reunion 2012 gig with the late John Bonham's son Jason manning the drum kit, and tonight we're going to hear an hour of the mighty Zeppelin, The Hammer of the Gods. New documentary in theaters now, becoming Led Zeppelin while we're seeing, I'd say. New interviews, great performance footage of the band, as well as folks like Lonnie Donegan, Little Richard, Johnny Kid and the Pirates, and the Johnny Burnett Trio tearing it up on Train Kept a Rollin'. So great. And also, we're just hours, seconds really, from the start of the annual WFMU Marathon, where we ask you to help us out with a financial contribution for all the great music and programming heard across the FM mothership and the various streams, including our very own, rock and soul radio. But now, let me give you my best BBC announcer impression here in the Funhouse.
This is something we've waited for a long time on the show, and I know it's all going to be well worth the wait. So would you welcome, please, Led Zeppelin.
Fight the whore, sing and cry. 7 to 11 every night. It really makes a lot of dry. I don't think that's right, no. Yeah. I love you, baby. I love Mama, love. Yes, I love. Oh, little girl. Baby, since I've been loving you now, I'm about to lose all my worried mind. Everybody, hey, everybody trying to tell me you didn't mean me no good. I said I tried to do the best. I've been working. I don't think you realize. Oh, I've been working every day. Take my pay away now.
It is the springtime of my loving, the second season. And no one, you are the sunlight in my growing, so little warm.
Bring it on home. gonna bring it on home.
Bring it on home to you. Do it, children.
Music from the one and only Led Zeppelin. I know they're probably no longer considered cool, but believe me, in their heyday, which lasted far longer than most, they ruled the roost unlike any hard rock band ever. I have several vivid memories of them and their music, one of which was when I was about 10 years old and over at my pal Timmy Smith's in Northport, New York, Long Island, three-story house, in the midst of their massive compound, which had a trampoline and a chicken coop, among other transporting diversions. One of my friend's three older brothers was up on the top floor blasting the Lemon Song, while a strange odor wafted down to us, unsuspecting, impressionable kiddies. Squeeze my lemon till the juice runs down my leg. What did it all mean? Willie Dixon wasn't around to answer our questions. Then there was Madison Square Garden, winter of 1975, when Zeppelin invaded America to give the masses what we wanted and what we needed on the Physical Graffiti tour. I recall long guitar solos, the violin bow, the wondrous theremin and smoke engulfing the stage during no quarter. Trampled underfoot, indeed, the dogs of doom were howling. Then, when I got to L.A. in the late 70s, their music simply dominated the airwaves, and the two key rock stations, KLOS and KMET, the Mighty Met. It seemed like every other song you heard was Led Zeppelin. And forget about getting tickets to a gig. They could have booked the Forum for a month and still turned away thousands. Led Zeppelin, when giants walked the earth. We played a selection of live tracks from the Four Horsemen tonight and hope you enjoyed it. Remember, the WFMU Marathon officially gets underway at the stroke of midnight, so please consider going to WFMU.org to help us keep the lights on, the music loud, and the world dazed and confused. My name is Harry Parmenter, and I want to thank you for joining me. See you next week in the Funhouse. In the Funhouse. Funhouse. Funhouse.
Welcome to the new WFMU Rock and Soul Radio stream. I've got a lot of great music for you this hour. Enjoy the electric sounds of artificial intelligence.
Music! That's our middle name!
Streetlights. I walk alone in sleepless night. The shadows were all I hate until you came into my life. Alright, come on, yeah, come on, girl, girl, yeah. You captivate me. I gotta take my love, baby. Girl, that's right. You fascinate me. Oh, come on. All right, let's do it.
yeah. Oh, girl, I want all of you or nothing. I'm a hung up girl, I need nothing. Don't do me wrong, girl, I know nothing. Maybe you got that certain something. Come on, baby. Alright. Come on, right now, girl. Yeah. Capture, baby, I gotta tell you right now, baby. Girl, that's right, you fascinate me. Hey! Even if you're near me, I get a burning down within me. You turn me on your way outside, girl. You blow my mind, but it's all right, girl. Girl, come on, work it up. Yeah, right now, baby. Girl, that's right. Natural, baby, I gotta tell you one more time, baby. Girl, yeah, you fascinate me. Let me tell you one more time now. Girl, that's right, baby. Natural, baby. Oh, that's right, baby.
Okay.